We are possessing the nations for the Lord. Vitamin B12, calcium. On Hits FM on Mondays and then on Saturdays at 7 a.m. on Joy Prime. The Church of Pentecost, we are possessing the nations for the Lord. Animal, because 100% of our milk is sourced from our farms in Europe. So we control the entire production process to ensure that the milk that gets to you keeps its natural quality. Dano Milk is natural. You can have it in the Dano Milk Cool Cow or plain powdered milk, Dano Milk Coffee 3-in-1, Dano Milk Chocolate 3-in-1, and Dano Milk Dano Evaporated Milk. Dano Milk is affordable, and in a shop near you, choose Tasty Milk, choose Nourishment, choose Dano Milk. Dano Milk, just go for it. Well, if you're just joining us, you're a bit late, but we still have a bit of time. In a bit, I will also be speaking to my friends from the Executive Women's Network this afternoon around 3 o'clock. There's a fireside chat. I will be telling you all about it. And yours truly, Adam Naiti, I will be moderating the session. And so, I don't know, when we speak to Isilfo, I will find out whether you're still able to come, because I was told earlier that all the slots are filled out. But it will be very great. We'll tell you about it. And if you are not able to come there in person, you may be able to follow on digital media, you know, social media. So we'll put that out and then you may be able to follow. But it's going to be a really good one. And I am indeed looking forward to that conversation. We'll be telling you all about it. Okay, I'm coming back from the break with a very interesting question. Home Affairs, we're talking about age-related fertility decline, and my guest in the studio is Dr. Promise Emmanuel Sepuga. So the question says that when your lab results say your sperm is azoospermic, can you get a woman pregnant?
So the designation azoospermia means that the semen or the seminal fluid we are getting does not contain sperms, the living sperms that we need to fertilize the egg. So We usually will go a step further to see if we can find the cause of this. If we find a cause, some may require some minor surgical procedure to fix. Then the problem is solved. On the other hand, it may be due to the fact that you are either not making the sperm cells at all, or you are making the sperm cells but they are stuck in the testes. So if we confirm that you're making the sperms but they are stuck in the testes, then we have this ability to go extract the sperm from the testes.
The one you talked about earlier.
Yes, the TC. If on the other hand, it is from some problem which is not making you able to produce the sperms at all, then the main solution would be to consider the use of donor sperms.
Mm.
Yeah. And of course, adoption.
Wow. Okay.
So there are solutions. Again, all is not lost. Yes, there are solutions.
Now, there's a question here that, you know, made my heart sink. Hello, Doc. Good morning. I am 39 and my husband and I are trying for a baby. We've tried for the past 9 years. Mm. We seek for a doctor's advice and we were told it's fibroid. I had surgery thinking that will make me conceive, but it was to no avail. After 3 years, I noticed that when I menstruate, blood comes out from my tummy. I wondered what that is. And the doctor said it's endometriosis. So I should have another surgery. I need your advice. And this is from Ama in Tema.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are some of the practical things we get faced to deal with.
Wow.
So that makes me want to emphasize the fact that if for some reason you have fibroids and it required surgery, you should even prioritize your childbirth higher than somebody who did not have fibroid surgery. Because when we have the fibroid surgery, it means your fibroids are of importance. That is why we needed to remove them. And so once we have the cost to remove the fibroid, let us prioritize childbirth so that you don't get your fibroid surgery done and you are waiting for so many other years. One, some of the tiny fibroids at the time of your initial surgery that were tiny, microscopic, and were not detectable would grow. And because we are seeing a lot of persons who have had a previous fibroid surgery with recurrent fibroids and now difficulty conceiving. So as a society, Fertility Society of Ghana, we want to propagate that. Even we are even telling our colleague doctors that when a woman has needed myomectomy to remove fibroids, let's encourage them to get pregnant sooner rather than wait till later on. Now, so coming back to this issue of our friend who's had a surgery, who's been struggling for 9 years, and unfortunately is down with endometriosis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, endometriosis is one of the difficult issues to deal with, I must say. And
I think she's 49.
She's, 39.
Let me check.
Yes. So what it means is you have endometriosis is when the cells, the tissue that are supposed to be found inside the lining of the womb have developed elsewhere. And it can go anywhere in your body, in your lower abdomen. Sometimes you can have a nodule around your belly button, which is what is happening here. And because those cells are programmed to bleed, just like your menses, so wherever they are, they bleed when it is time to have your menses. And indeed, when that happens, we need surgery. Sometimes we need to remove that swelling at the belly button and then put you on some medication, some injections, some we give every month for a couple of months to suppress these tissues, then quickly see what we can do to get you pregnant. Because the good thing about endometriosis is once you get pregnant and for the period of 9 months of pregnancy, it's able to suppress further growth of the endometriosis. Mm. So yes, that problematic nodule needs to be removed through surgery and then some medications or injections to suppress further development and then quickly work on getting pregnant.
Okay. I don't want to pretend that I am. I understand everything.
Yeah, but I'm sure
but
she
does. Sounds a bit, you know.
Yeah,
some way.
It
there's
can be
another
solved.
One.
Yeah.
There's another one. She's 45, diagnosed with bilateral blockage. Mm. She's asking, is her case hopeless? Can I ever conceive and have children of my own?
Certainly. It's certainly, I mean, there's certainly a lot of hope. It is never hopeless, no. It is never hopeless.
Is the bilateral blockage the same as the tubal?
Yes, so she has bilateral tubal blockage. Okay. And what it means is both tubes, every woman has two tubes, so you're born with.
Both are blocked.
Both are blocked.
Wow.
So naturally to conceive
is difficult.
But there are some interventions we're even able to do now to flash the tubes open in some cases, right? If we did that and it still would not open, then we go on to other steps of helping to conceive, like the use of artificial assisted reproductive technology like IVF, where because the function of the tube is provide a space where the sperm goes to meet the egg. So if your tubes are blocked, then that travel and meeting cannot happen. We take out the eggs, take the sperm, and fertilize them in the IVF lab to form the pregnancy, prepare the lining of your womb, and put these pregnancies back in there for you. So it is certainly not hopeless.
Okay, Doc. Thank you for that. There's another one. This is an interesting one. It says that, nice topic you guys are dealing with, but I have not heard anything about the cost.
Yeah, because we don't talk about cost here, isn't it?
It certainly won't come cheap, will it? Or it doesn't come cheap.
Cheap is relative, Adam.
But so, if you consider the fact that you can actually just, you know, copulate with your partner and get pregnant and not go through all of these,
yeah,
then these interventions won't definitely come at that cost.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But yes, it's good to know that these solutions are there as a first step. And then we assess on a case-by-case basis. And then it will be suggested, okay, so for yours, A, B, C may be involved. For yours, it may be just A and B. And then the cost estimates are discussed based on each person's case.
Mm.
Yeah. But, I mean, yes, you may think that it will be expensive and unaffordable, but you realize that, no, once people mean business, they are able to find the means.
They are able to find the means.
To fund it, yeah.
Great. So, Doc, when we talk about fertility preservation, is it just about having your eggs frozen?
Certainly not.
Okay.
So, having your eggs frozen in the case of women is one of the options.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only necessarily because you are afraid that you are growing and you are not able to get a partner now and you want to, you know, safeguard them. Sometimes we have to do that because the youngish woman has been diagnosed of some cancer. Okay. Commonly breast cancer, which is we're increasingly seeing in women below 40 years. And so the woman is below 40. She's been diagnosed of breast cancer. Unfortunately, a lot of our breast cancer cases are detected at an advanced stage where the treatment may involve the use of some chemotherapy. And the chemotherapy has a tendency to cause damage to the eggs.
Mm.
Okay. And so before you go on the chemo, you'll be referred to us. And then we can talk about some of these fertility preservation options.
Mm.
Quickly stimulate you, harvest some eggs and freeze before you go for chemotherapy, just so we have your eggs spared of the dangers of the chemotherapy.
Mm.
That's one of them. Or somebody has some other cancer that may require radiation in the pelvis, and we don't want damage effects of the radiation on the eggs. Quickly have to remove some of the eggs and freeze. So these are all areas for fertility preservation. And we do same for men. The man has been diagnosed of some condition for which he is going to undergo either radiation in the pelvis or some chemotherapy, and we are afraid of the damaging effect or the toxic effect of those on the sperm. We would harvest some of the sperm and freeze. So all that is part of fertility preservation. Sometimes we actually do a bit of surgery and remove a bit of the ovary and keep.
Okay.
So that when you're done with all the chemo or the radiotherapy, then we can implant or transplant that ovary, and then you can have your reproductive function back. So not only for what we call social reasons, but also for other very important medical reasons.
Someone was asking if it's possible to still freeze eggs at age 42.
At age 42, it is possible, but we wish it was earlier. Now, it is possible, or it would be possible, if we check and we're able to tell that, yes, even though you are 42, you still have some good reserve.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So theoretically, it's possible, but we need to check first to see if it is possible in your case.
Great.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I had a conversation, and I mean, it has to do with, you know, sickle cell.
Mm.
And so I was let into the fact that this woman has a set of twins. I think she and her husband are both AS, so the possibility of having an SS child is in there. But fortunately, the twins, I mean, are all fine. But then she's pregnant again.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, it's even been detected already that this one is SS, you know. And I'm told she's devastated. So she's carrying the pregnancy and already very devastated, you know. And are there any interventions for couples like that? I have seen, at least I know about three young people who have had to go their separate ways. They were planning to get married up until that point where they were told that, look, the possibility of having an SS child, you know, exists for the two of you because you both are AS, you know. And so they had to go their separate, very painfully, you know, very painfully.
Yeah.
And so are there interventions for couples like that now that, you know, fertility issues are so advanced?
Yeah, certainly. There are. Because, you see, sickle cell is a major problem here. In Ghana, 2% of all newborns have sickle cell.
Oh.
So that's 2 of every 100 babies.
Wow.
Okay? And so it's a problem we have.
Mm.
And it's genetic. There isn't so much we can do about it. But there are things we can do to prevent it from multiplying and continuing. Uh-huh. And like you said, so if the couple, each one is AS, each time there is a conception, there is a 1 in 4 chance that the baby will be SS, 2 in 4 chance that it will be AS, 1 in 4 chance of being AA.
Okay. Yes.
And these are just probabilities you have absolutely no control
over them.
Okay. It does not mean that when you get pregnant 4 times, one will be this, one will be this, two will be this. No. Every pregnancy, these are the possibilities that can play out. Okay. And so fortunately,
so you actually can have all the children turning out to be SS.
To be SS. You can have all of them to be AA. You can have all of them to be AS.
Hmm.
And the troubles of having SS, you know, yeah, they are beyond description. The children go through pain, recurrent crisis. You're back in the emergency room and on off. Missing out in school. Mother is always missing jobs. I mean, it's a big challenge.
And Doug, that seeing your child go through that pain,
yeah. Sometimes you wish you were rather feeling the pain, you know, and your child was free.
And